These new type of cars are called neighborhood electric vehicles, or NEVs for short. Now, to me, they look like souped-up golf carts. But don't say that to Matt Stewart.
It gives them a bad name.
Stewart is the senior automotive equipment analyst, kind of like the car expert for the city of Chicago. It owns four of these small electric vehicles. And Stewart doesn't like comparing them to golf carts because he says NEVs are much more sophisticated.
They can go faster than golf carts. I think golf carts are allowed to go up to just under 20 miles an hour. These go between 20 and 25 as the top speed. They have safety glass windshields. They have mirrors. They have turn signals, brake lights, headlights. And then they have automotive certified safety belts.
Okay, so NEVs are not golf carts. They're road-ready and fully electric. The vehicles are charged with just a regular wall plug and can go up to 40 miles on a single charge. And this year, Chicago's approved these vehicles to drive around nearly everywhere in the city.
Hi, Garrett.
How you doing?
Garrick Mueller is a truck driver for the city of Chicago. We're standing in this huge warehouse that's filled with fire engines, garbage trucks, and of course, some NEVs. Mueller says he uses this little vehicle all the time to move around the warehouse. We buckle in.
We're all set. You ready?
Yep.
All right.
This is wild.
Isn't it? It's pretty neat.
Okay, so we're about to go on a regular street.
Yeah, this is a regular street.
Elson
Avenue. We're going to make a right, and we'll make a right down the next street. People look at you, you know, they're like, what is that? You see them, how the cops right there were just looking at us. They're like, what is that? You know, it's like when you see a new car on the street, you're like, wow, look at that.
Now, the ordinance that they've passed would allow, like, everyday people like you and me to have one of these at home.
Right.
What do you think about being able to drive this around your neighborhood?
You know, I like it. I would definitely drive one of these. I mean, it's the doors come off in the summer if you had, you know, kids and stuff. You can go to the ice cream parlor, have them seatbelted in, and go right to the ice cream. You know, it's nice.
That's actually the goal.
That's Eileen Joyce. She's Assistant Commissioner of Chicago's Vehicle Fleet. Right now, Joyce says the city's testing out the NEVs for its lighter travel needs. Say a worker needs to drop off a box of pamphlets at a concert, or a few employees need to drive downtown for a meeting. Granted, those kinds of trips are the minority compared to most of the city's work with large vehicles like garbage trucks and snow plows. But Joyce says the city wants to show residents how useful these vehicles can be. And if they catch on, she says it could make a big impact on reducing pollution here. She imagines NEVs parked in driveways and garages everywhere.
Plug it in overnight, go and run errands, go to the grocery store, the library, you know, Blockbuster, return something, and come back and plug it in without using any fuel or emitting any, you know, emissions into the air.
Joyce says 39 states permit these smaller vehicles to be used in some form or other. Some businesses have already started using NEVs for things like food and pizza delivery. So you may not have seen one yet, but it probably won't be long before you do. For the Environment Report, I'm Mike Rhee.